Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Amy K. Hutchins is here, ladies and gentlemen. Amy K. is an International Speaker of the Year. I'll get her to tell us which year, by the way. Maybe all of them. Maybe all the years, for all I know. She's the author of The Secrets Leaders Keep. She's CEO of an activist of Amy K. International, and she's our good friend, Amy K. Hutchins. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's good to have you back. Which year were you Speaker of the Year? All of them, or just one?
No, there's a wonderful organization called Vistage. Which
we know them.
All right. Well, it's one of the largest organizations
of
CEOs and small business owners. And so I was their International Speaker of the Year in 2012.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I've done a little speaking for them, but not nearly like that. So congratulations. That's a tough bunch. They don't grade on the curve. They hold you to account. So good for you, Amy K. I'm not the least bit surprised. So okay, let's talk about having better conversations. You know, I make my living with conversations, and as you do. But I still feel I can get better at it. I've been doing this for a long time. I've been selling for a long time, but I still want to get better. What do you think?
I think it's doable. I think it's very doable. And I think that one of the things that you and I are very aligned on is we both come from the perspective that life, leadership, sales, our business success, it's all happening one conversation at a time.
No question.
And we have to take responsibility for that.
Now, that's interesting that you would use that term, take responsibility. Tell us what you mean by that.
What I mean is that oftentimes, and this is really true of the small business owner, is that you wear a lot of hats, and you're going 120 miles per hour. You're smart. You know how to get things done. So a lot of your conversations are the, this is broken, fix it. Here, I need you to do this. And we do a lot of directing. What we don't often stop and do, because we think it takes too much time, is to prepare for a higher quality conversation when we need people to play better. When we need things to be raised to a different level, we're still in that 90-mile-an-hour mode. And what I'm saying is that if you've got a couple tools in your back pocket, to just take 5 minutes to prepare for a higher quality conversation when it's critically important, those 5 minutes might get you back several weeks.
In that 5 minutes, am I thinking about myself and what my tendencies? Am I also thinking about if I know anything about the other person, what their tendencies are, and what am I doing in that 5 minutes? Thinking about, okay, they're going to try to get us off to the races, and I'm going to try to slow it down, or I'm guilty of getting us off to the races, and I need to slow it down. What do you think?
In those 5 minutes, you're asking yourself a couple questions, and it really now becomes the art and the science. And the science is that the brain in any conversation is only going to buy two things. And it doesn't matter what business you're in. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. The brain will only buy good feelings and a solution to the problem. And I will say that again. That's all the brain is going to buy, good feelings and a solution to the problem. But most of us misinterpret that. And we'll say, well, the good feelings are about how awesome and amazing I am, and it's my idea. And it's just the opposite of that. So it's exactly what you were saying. It's about making the other person feel good about themselves. It's about the other person feeling committed and as if they're co-creating a solution that they can buy into.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I tell business owners is you're not convincing somebody how amazing you are. You're not convincing them to follow your orders. What you're trying to do is to get them to like themselves and to feel committed to their own ideas so that they're naturally going to want to spend more time and work harder for you. And so one of the very best frameworks that I've ever run across are 6 questions. That when you really want people to play better, whether it's a vendor or a client or a colleague or a direct support, you've really got to start by asking them to feel better about themselves and then buying into a better future.
6 questions.
Yes. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So start with strength. You know, most of us will go in and we'll point out all the things that are weak, all the things that are broken that need fixing. start with strength. Look at an individual and say, okay, what are your strengths? What are you bringing to the table? Or what are the strengths of our partnership? From there, you actually go to what's working. Let's lay a foundation of things that are already successful. We're not caught in a quagmire of failure. So let's build from what's working. What do we both want? What are our objectives? What's the payoff when we both get what we want? What are some of our concerns about getting there? And then the sixth and final question is, well, then what are we going to do more of, better, or in addition to what we're doing today to ensure our success?
Mm-hmm.
And it is amazing. In fact, this framework, the reason that I have no ego around it, Jim, is that it's not mine. I stole it from one of the most successful agents in the history of the NFL. I mean, this is a fabulous
Say them again.
What are our strengths?
Right.
What's working? What are our objectives? What's the payoff when we get what we want? What are some of our concerns? Then what are we going to do more of, better, in addition than we are today to ensure our success? And I have, without exaggeration, zero hyperbole, I have used this framework over 1,000 times
and
in 1,000 different scenarios, and it works.
And so these are things that you think about 5 minutes before you go in, because you know you would take inventory. You say, okay, we have a history with this company, these people, and I can feature what's working, what we're already doing that's working well that they're happy about. Would that be something you think?
Absolutely. So whether it's an internal, let's say you're looking at your internal sales team, it doesn't matter if it's one person, two people, or 20. You look at the sales team and you say, okay, I want more sales in 2016. So you go in, you have a whole sales meeting on the why can't you guys sell more? Why can't you guys do more to be more effective? Instead, pull people together and say, okay, in 2016, what were our strengths? What worked? What did we want? What was the benefit when we got it? What were some of our concerns? Now, going forward into 2016, what do you think we need to tweak to play better? It's a much different conversation than yelling at your folks for not playing
mm-hmm.
better. And the same thing is with your vendors and your partners. You know, you can go in and you can be like, oh, I'd really like to continue doing business with you. And they're like, oh, yeah, that would be nice. And then no action gets taken place. Or you sit down with a vendor or a business partner and you say, what are the strengths of our partnership? What's working? What
mm-hmm.
do we want? What are the payoffs? What are some of our concerns? Okay, let's build a better.
So you would actually use this. You would actually use this to build consensus with a customer.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I like it. I need a website, Amy K.
www.amyk.com.
Amy K. That's all one word. Check it out. The new book, by the way, is called The Secrets Leaders Keep. Amy K. Hutchins and I will be right back. 20 after the hour. Stay with us.
And if you leave me now, you take away the very heart.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.